So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
You ever get a mean tweet?
Yeah, I know you get some mean tweets. Yeah.
You ever get one that makes you stop, though, and think a little bit harder about whether the criticism may have some validity?
Yeah, they say, what's that saying that I'm searching for on the first day of our broadcast year? Sometimes the truth hurts.
Sometimes the truth hurts. Yeah. And I don't know. I want to get your opinion. Because I got this one over the break Just Craig 14.
Craig, that's Craig.
Is that our Craig?
That's our Craig.
Wow. This was harsh.
Oh, wait. Is this Aztecs related?
Yeah.
He told me in England. I don't know if I was supposed to tell you this, but I'll tell you now.
Well, he told me directly, I think.
He absolutely loathes your Aztecs coverage.
Apparently. He said, you just need to admit you hate SDSU basketball. It's funny how you bleep off the Padres all season and bleep on SDSU every chance you get.
Wow.
I've been hard on this year's Aztecs team.
I'll say this about our pal Craig. He likes to have a few ciders, and he loves the Aztecs. Now it's weird.
Again, I have been hard on this year's Aztecs roster. I've been disappointed.
Well, how could you not be?
My expectations were really high.
Of course.
And doesn't seem to be coming together.
They've gone 3-0 since we were off the air.
They are.
And I'm like, I don't feel like that. I don't feel good.
But is that our problem? If the Padres had won three games, would we be hey, they won 3-0. What are you worried about?
Yes.
And Aztecs fans are like, I'm going, yeah, they're 3-0 in the Mountain West, but all the concerning signs that I've been worried about all season long,
they're still there.
They beat San Jose State, but kept a really inferior team right into that game until the last like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then they built a 24-point lead against Boise State on Saturday and
at home.
And played what I thought was by far their best half of the season. I mean, I got my hopes up thinking, okay, got through the break. They practiced a little bit. Dutch has got it figured out. This first half is what I was expecting from this San Diego State team. And then in the second half, it's blown completely. And Boise State, I will admit, they shot lights out in the second half. They didn't miss anything. And that's partly on San Diego State's defense that continues to surrender just an unexpectedly high number of points consistently for what you'd think you're going to get from a Brian Dutcher, Steve Fisher type defense.
But you've said that after every single Aztecs game.
It's just not getting fixed. And they did end up winning what was one of the more thrilling college basketball games you're ever going to watch. If you missed it on Saturday, they blew the 24-point lead. Boise State came back, had a chance to win it at the buzzer. I mean, that ball was down. A little jumper. You saw it, Paulie. I mean, that ball was down. You were watching the Seals game.
Yeah.
So you weren't seeing it live when it happened.
I was enjoying both of your panic texts back and forth. All break, actually, during every game, but last week in particular. I was watching you guys just full-on panic.
And then it looks, in overtime, they look completely dead, down six in the last 15 seconds or so. They miss a layup. Luckily, the ball gets blocked out right to LZ Harrington, who hits a three with 11 seconds to go. But they're still down three, and Boise State has the ball to inbound. So you're going to have to probably foul. If they hit one free throw, game's likely over. Instead, they went for the home run pass. B.J. Davis, with just unbelievable instincts, steals it, comes down, plays the one-on-one, let's get this three-pointer off somehow, and at the buzzer, in a defender's face, swishes it to force double overtime, which was incredible.
But here's the thing. We're massive hypocrites, because every time the Padres win an ugly one, we don't complain about wins in here, and we don't. We shouldn't. You should never complain about a win. When your team wins a game, if it's ugly, if it's pretty, whatever, you don't complain about
Padres
a win.
Padres don't get knocked for not winning with style, though. And in college basketball,
unfortunately, you do.
You do get knocked. A win is not just
point.
A win.
Making the playoffs is a simple matter of record in baseball. If you have a good enough record, you are in. In basketball,
you have to be pretty, too.
You have to be pretty.
There's no resumes in baseball.
You have to impress
really.
The metrics. Yeah. You have to impress the committee.
Fair point.
And a win is sometimes not a win. Sometimes a win is a loss in college basketball if it's not impressive enough. So, Paul, you make a good point there. The other point is that there's a really good chance that none of these games do mean anything for San Diego State until the Mountain West Tournament. They did not put together a good enough resume and non-conference to even really come close right now to an at-large bid. Yeah. Maybe if they went 17-1 in Mountain West play, they could play their way back into it. So far, so good. They are 3-0, so
winning.
But you've got all these road games, these tough games. You're going to lose some games in the Mountain West.
So here's the thing, though. If they were able to put together that 17-1 or something in the Mountain West, they're getting in. They're getting in.
I would think
because
so.
Because of that, they now have heritage. They now have
I would agree.
A track record, right? That's something that the committee is going to sit in a room.
It ain't guaranteed, but not guaranteed. Probably.
But you feel much better about it.
But
so
do you think this is a team that can go 17-1 or 16-2 in the Mountain West? I don't right now. Well,
they're letting so many inferior teams hang for long
they're
enough.
They're going to lose
eventually,
some of these games. They should have lost against Boise State. They should have lost that one. You got a tough game tomorrow at Nevada.
You never thought. So the answer to your question is, do I think they can do it? Yeah. Why? Because of the preseason hype wasn't there for no reason. The preseason hype was actually there for a reason. On paper, as we know, on paper means nothing. We watched the 2023 San Diego Padres. It means nothing. You got to actually execute the games. But that 23 team and this team, they have the talent to do it.
Yep.
Can they do it? That's on them, you know. But I do feel like these wins in the Mountain West are important. I don't think you can just pack it in and go, we'll just wait for Vegas.
Honestly, if they had lost that Boise State game, I think then for sure.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about winning 4 out of 5 days or whatever it is in Vegas.
I think I promise you, I won't complain once you get to March and the tournament. You win however you win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain about that.
You're not even going to complain if they make the tournament.
That's survive in advance. In the Mountain West tournament, if you keep winning, I don't care how it looks. But right now, I'd like to see the team get over some of these issues. And the biggest one remains the problem with the rotation. They have 11 guys, and it's just too many to play in college basketball. It seems so unfair because you want to have depth. How can you have too many good players?
Yeah.
But right now, Brian Dutcher has a problem.
It's kind of unexplainable.
It's his good players aren't good enough, but all of his players are too good to not play. And he just ends up with this kind of mishmash of guys on the court, none of which seem to have gelled together as a cohesive unit. I kind of liked what I saw. They benched Magoon Gwath, apparently for disciplinary reasons, to start the Boise State game. Dutch simply said he's got some work to do.
He played 14 or 15 minutes of a triple overtime game, conference game.
So, he hasn't been 100%, still coming back from the knee injury, and hasn't been 100% himself, but clearly it's not going as well as they had hoped. But it looked like the team was better off with Jeremiah Oden in the starting lineup in the first half. Like, okay, I like this unit. I like Gwath and Farrell Compton and B.J. Davis coming off the bench. That looked like a great plan until the second half when it all kind of fell apart. And you still went back to the drawing board as to how are you going to figure out the right combination of guys to play and how much to play them. You know, Miles Byrd, limping around again. I wasn't sure. Was it a cramp? Is he really injured? He has not been the Miles Byrd that he was last season. Gwath has not been the Gwath he was last season. Your biggest star players just have not delivered for you the way you expected them. But you can't really not play them because you need them out there to become the stars. So you just are left in this no man's land of how do we get better, but you know, still have to play the players that we have to play.
And it's the two guys that you were most excited about,
of course,
coming back. And that we all beat our chest, thumped our chest about it, and thought, this is it. Like, this is going to be the team. And that loss to Troy, you know, the ripple effects are feeling. And you can see the ripple effects now. Like you said, Paulie, letting inferior teams hang around instead of just foot to the throat. You know,
I said it during the
business.
San Jose State game over the break. I was texting with some friends, and I'm like, this is like the third or fourth time already this season that I've said, hey, Aztecs may go on and win this game. They may even cover the spread.
Yeah.
But this is not a good team. They do not look like a good basketball team. And sure enough, they went on a run in the last like 4 minutes of that San Jose State game, ended up covering, you know, everything. Everybody's happy. I'm going, I don't know. I guess that's just, it's the tale of two halves sometimes, and you can't judge it at halftime. But this team lets so many inferior teams just hang around long enough. Wyoming will knock you off. Air Force will knock you off. You know, those New Mexico, UNLV teams, they'll just beat you. If you let them hang long enough, they'll just beat you.
Yeah, they dodged a giant bullet by winning that game. Boise State had them in the comeback. So they did win it. So
thank God
it
for Elzy and BJ Davis. Yeah. Man, Elzy's been amazing. He's been incredible.
Yeah, as a freshman, I think he's playing great. Offensively, this team is much more talented than the vast majority of Brian Dutcher, Steve Fisher teams. Mm-hmm. They can score the ball. They can move it in transition. They can run fast breaks. They're putting up a lot of points. It's the defensive side where you always expect San Diego State to be a little disorganized on offense. They play AAU ball on offense. And they don't mind. That's Dutch and Steve Fisher always said, if you play hard on defense and disciplined on defense, we'll give you some latitude on offense. I'm not going to pull you for taking a bad shot. If you're hustling and playing hard on defense, it's okay. But this team has so many lapses defensively that you don't expect from a San Diego State team. It's just weird. They're not the usual San Diego State type team. They've got some talent, but it's not coming together the way that it usually does. And at this point in the season, they've played far too many games to think that we're going to all of a sudden see a brand new team come, you know, February and March. It just doesn't look like it's happening this year.
J-Dub says Michigan has 11 deep, and they're awesome. Yeah. Have they lost yet?
No.
No.
Arizona, Michigan remain undefeated. You know, and
they're
not the only team that's lost badly to those clubs.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an indictment of the Aztecs that they couldn't beat Michigan.
They have 7 or 8 potential NBA players.
Yeah, that's insane.
Aztecs have 1 or maybe 2.
And right now?
I mean,
Miles Byrd was going to be a end of the first, start of the second round draft pick. I don't know that he would get drafted at this point based on what he's done this season.
Magoon probably still gets drafted.
Probably, although his stock has certainly not been helped at all this season either.
Finally, I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter talking about, and again, it's people on Twitter, but talking about Magoon Gwath and his effort or lack thereof in some certain situations. And again, don't know what the disciplinary reasons why he was benched for, but Brian Dutcher did say, look, there's things that you have to do in this program every day. He's not been doing it, but he will. I have complete confidence in that. So, yeah, man, it's weird how things work out. You know, you really, really hope and pray that guys like him and Miles Byrd will come back, and now you're looking at it going, would we have been better off had they not come back?
It's tough to trust yourself after an injury as well.
Yeah.
I will give Magoon Gwath, being a young guy coming off a serious injury, it's tough to like mentally just let yourself play and not be worried. You're wearing a big bulky brace still.
Hurt again.
It's tough to really just open up and like be the guy that you are. So I understand that, and I have some sympathy to where he's coming from. But yeah, he has not really contributed to the Aztecs really much at all this season, which was, you know, shocking because you're so excited to get him back and it just hasn't worked out the way you expected.
What's the next game?
Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at Nevada. And the Wolfpack playing really well. They're 3-0 in the Mountain West.
All right.
Steve Alford coaching up his team,
he's
as he always does.
Hate,
he is
right?
The guy that I hate. Ooh. Yeah, my least favorite coach in the Mountain West.
Spicy Ben
he's
coming
coach.
This week.
I just don't like his attitude.
Spicy Ben just, coming this
he's
week.
He's one of those guys that gets under my skin. Very few do, but he kind of does. So I'd love to see San Diego State. If they can go in and get a big win on the road, they'll really, you know, take control of the conference early. But this is the toughest game that they've played in conference so far. Altitude, Reno, good team. We'll know more about a lot more about San Diego State after tomorrow night.
Is there altitude at Reno?
Oh, yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. It's
about, down by Tahoe, right?
Yeah, it's up by Tahoe.
Up by Tahoe.
Yeah, it's like 4,000 or 5,000 feet, I think, up there. Whew. So one of the many altitude-y venues in the Mountain West.
Well, if they win, you feel a lot better. But I say you,
I do. I do feel better if they win that game.
I want you to continue to be hard on the Aztecs, Ben.
Okay.
Okay, don't listen to Craig.
Now there's people who say, well, can you be that hard on the Padres then?
No, he cannot.
I've never really, I mean, I'm kind of let myself fan almost more with the Aztecs
mm-hmm.
than I do
yeah.
with the Padres.
That's
I try
true.
To stay kind of more objective and I try to be fair with the Padres for sure.
Well, there's 162
I get a little more
games.
Emotional sometimes
say, there's
with the Aztecs.
Fewer yeah. Aztecs games, the resume stuff.
The
plays.
Being pretty, it's different. You know, baseball's not football. You know, the living and die, we've all done it. We've all done it where we live and die by every game. It's not healthy. It's not a good way to watch a baseball season. Living and dying by every, you know, on a Tuesday night game against the Reds that you didn't show up for. It's not the best way to live. So, you know, that's just that's a personal, I've had to teach myself to not freak out. What did I say? I'm going to give myself 10 meltdowns this year. 10 out of 162. I'm going to have 10. I'm only going to let myself really panic or freak out about 10 games this year because I think that's.
I just hope you don't use them all in April and
could
May.
You imagine just the first 10, 0-10? I'm just like, that's it. I'm done. Now I got to be chill for the rest of the year.
Speaking of college hoops, congratulations. A nice win Saturday night for the UCSD Tritons. They beat Hawaii 83-73, bouncing back from a two-point loss at Cal Poly earlier in the week. And if you missed the announcement over the break, 97.3 The Fan is the new home for UCSD Tritons basketball here in San Diego. We're going to be carrying about a dozen men's, couple women's games the rest of the season, the Big West tournament as well. Program on the rise after making the NCAA tournament in their first year of eligibility last year. New coach, new players. I thought, oh, this is going to be a rough season. They've actually played quite well. They're 11-3 so far.
Amazing.
We'll be one of the teams to watch in the Big West, and certainly we'll have a chance, I would think, to get back to the NCAA tournament at the end of the year in March. It'll probably come down to them or UC Irvine or Hawaii, as it usually does. And then next year, they're moving to the WCC along with USD. So UCSD moving up in the athletics world quite quickly and partnering up now with 97.3 The Fan to bring you those games. And we'll have the schedule for you. You can look on our website if you want to check it out. But I know my dad and brother, both Triton alums, very excited by that news
good.
Over the break that UCSD coming here to The Fan.
Love it. Love it. Very happy for them to get that deal done.
All right. You ready for the first DDT of the year?
I can't wait.
We have some audio from a hockey play-by-play announcer who did not realize he was still on the air.
Yeah, I've been sitting on this for 2 weeks.
It happened the night of the extravaganza.
It wasn't the night
two
of the extravaganza?
That night.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then we've got, for Doo Doo This, one of the bigger earworms that you're ever going to hear, and it's going to ruin a song for you.
That's too bad.
Yep.
That's all coming up next after a check of traffic. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, first time this year, back in 2026 with SDFatLoss.com. Are you ready for a new you in the new year? Got some good news because due to overwhelming demand, and I mean overwhelming demand, SD Fat Loss has extended their huge New Year's sale. You can still get over 20% off for a limited time only. Find out about the program that I lost 40 pounds in 60 days with. You can expect to lose about the same, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 2 months by eating real foods from the grocery store. They'll show you how to do it, the portions, when to eat, and how to lose the weight quickly with no injections, no exercise necessary. They don't ask you to buy any meals or bars. It's all stuff that you like. You get to choose. And I chose chicken. I chose steak, some ahi tuna sometimes, vegetables that I liked. That made such a difference for me to find a sustainable program. Set up your free consultation today at sdfatloss.com. Lock in your savings before this amazing deal goes away. It's not too late to make some New Year's resolutions. It's certainly not too late to follow through on them and become a new you coming up here in 2026. Looking forward to it. Glad to be partnering up again with sdfatloss.com in the new year. Check them out today, sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Year number 8 of our longest running segment, DDT, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info.
You want me to get us started?
Yes, please.
All right, guys. Well, Philadelphia Flyers play-by-play man, Tim Saunders. Some might say he really blew this because you have to make sure when you are on a live microphone that when you go to commercial break that the microphone is turned off. Well,
did he say one of the seven words you're not allowed to say?
He did not, okay. But he had a really unfortunate hot mic moment. This happened again the night of the extravaganza, so we've been sitting on this waiting. It's one of the funniest things that's happened. We'll just play you the audio, let you decide for yourself.
Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers Broadcast Network.
Pump it up, it up, it up, it up.
While you're down there, would you mind me?
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
No, we're not, are we?
Yeah. No, yeah.
You were. The way I pictured it in my head is like a producer goes down beneath the board. He's got to plug something in. And, hey, while you're down there, would you mind blanking me? And, you know, use your imagination. And his partner reminds him, hey, no, Tim, we're still on the air.
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
The laugh. Good prank, buddy.
No, we're not, are we?
Yeah, we are. We are. They were on the air.
That's the maniacal laugh of a man that knows.
I'm dead. Now, he
might
got,
get in trouble for that one.
He got suspended for two games, which is...
Was he supposed to be off the air? Did someone not, like, go to the commercial when
it was a long,
they were supposed to? It sounded like it.
It sounded like it. I don't know how his partner knew that they're still on the air. Maybe it was the producer. I have no idea. But yeah, while you're down there, I've said that 1,000 times. 1,000, Ben. While you're down there, yeah, I mean 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
2-game suspension. I think that perfect. Okay, their radio partner 97.5 the Fanatic said, you know, we have suspended him for 2 games, and we do not, you know, we don't. We're aware of the inappropriate comments.
I just picture, like, their program director. Hey.
I have to write a statement.
Did Yinz really say this?
Yinz. These remarks do not reflect the standards of conduct or values we expect from everyone associated with our organization. We take this matter very seriously. Sincerely apologize to our listeners, fans, and all those affected by these comments. Imagine listening to that live. Imagine Jesse Agler telling Dave Marcus, hey, while you're down there, I would die. I would die laughing. Die laughing.
While you're down there, would you mind... Me.
I'm sure Mutt Grant would
never
say something off color when he thought he was off the air.
Oh, God, it's so... Hey, can you not ask people to fillet you on the air, please?
Yeah.
I mean, I sent that to you guys like late Friday night, early Saturday morning, whenever I saw it, and I go, I'm putting this on the rundown. I know we're not on the air for like... 15 days or whatever.
Remember it.
This is Bob
Uecker and his analyst from Major League Energy. You can't say TT on the
air. Yeah, nobody's
listening.
Don't
worry, nobody's listening. Oh,
it's so
Flyers
good.
Game.
So good.
Oh, my God.
All right, I will go to story number 2 on DDT. And I would like to first start by congratulating you, Stephen Woods.
Yeah.
You, Paul Reindel, and myself, Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
Because each of us, individually... had as many interceptions this year as the entire New York Jets roster.
Yeah, incredible.
That, of course, would be zero. Zero
for
Paul.
I could not believe that.
Zero for Woods, zero for me, and zero for every single New York Jet. Every cornerback, every safety, every linebacker. Not one pass tipped at the line of scrimmage into the hands of a defender.
Not a bet.
All season long. And that has never happened in the history of the NFL, dating back to 1933 when they first started tracking the stat. In fact, no team had ever had fewer than 2 all season until the Jets managed to get through, yes, even yesterday's game against Mitchell Trubisky playing for the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, my God.
He came in, so Josh Allen
extended
his streak, yep. Got his start, and then they played Mitchell Trubisky the rest of the game. Didn't throw a pick, though, and the Jets went interceptionless for the entire 2025 football season.
It's almost, I mean, it is impossible. No team has ever done it. The first in NFL history. So opposing quarterbacks finished the year against the Jets. 3,674 passing yards, 36 touchdowns, and no interceptions. That is a level of futility. I don't even know what you compare it to in other sports. You don't make a free throw for 2 weeks. Like, it's unbelievable.
I don't know. That's an interesting comparison. I mean, like, not a grand slam all season. I mean, that,
like
that
not
happens,
hitting a home run for, like,
a month?
How long?
Something like a month, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. You only expect to maybe get 1 a game at most, but over the course of the year, you should have 10, 15, 20, 25 interceptions as a team.
Should at least
at
have
some
one.
Point.
Yeah.
At least one. They're unbelievable. All right, this is for our first Do This of 2026.
DD Mega Doo Doo.
Somebody tweeted this to me over the weekend, and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to check it out. And I started dying laughing. Have you guys, did you guys probably not, but Ben, you like wrestling now. Have you ever heard of a wrestler named Stephen Flo?
I have not heard of Stephen Flo.
Well, listen, he is the grunge tribute wrestler. He comes out.
Like wears flannel?
He wears flannel. Comes out in like the Eddie Vedder gray t-shirt with the flannel over it, and he's a wrestler. He has the build of like us. I mean, he's not, he doesn't look
just
like.
Just looks like a dude?
He's like a dude. Well, like he looks like he's,
most grunge guys, kind of.
Yeah, sitting at a
sad
bar.
Sad and scrawny looking?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of sad and scrawny. But it's not that he goes by the name Stephen Flo. That's makes it a do this. It's that he has created his own entrance song based on Pearl Jam's Even Flow, and it has ruined Even Flow.
Even Flow.
Even Flow. But he's Stephen Flo. Check this out.
Stephen Flo.
Stephen Flo.
Stephen Flo. Stephen Flo. Stephen Flo.
Okay, so he actually, like, he didn't just do the chorus.
He just did every word song. And yep. Made it Stephen Flo.
Song has big sucking on a chili dog energy, doesn't it? Making up words.
He sings that song like we all sing.
I don't know where he is.
Long intro.
Stephen Flo. Stephen Flo. Stephen Flo.
Yeah, I'm in.
Forever. Forever. That's how I will be singing that song for the rest of my life if I hear it. Usually if I hear Even Flo on the radio, I'll turn it because I got worn out on Even Flo like everybody did. Not anymore. Not anymore because when I hear it on 91X or 94.9, today, as I'm driving home, I'll be screaming Stephen Flo.
Well, your name is Stephen.
I know.
My middle name is Stephen.
That's right.
So we can enjoy that together.
Forever. I love it.
Sucking
so
on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
The whole song.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
Are lyrics overrated? Do we just not need most of them?
Sucking on
I think so.
A chili dog. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog.
It's incredible.
Chili.
That is Don't and Do This on a Monday. First one of the year. Banger.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got a little football talk in there with the Jets, but we have the college football playoff semifinals now set. We have the NFL playoffs, wild card matchups now set. We can go through a little football talk from the weekend. Coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Broadcasting live from the Bill House Studios, we know how. It's Bennett Woods, first show of 2026. And don't forget, coming up at 9 a.m., we will announce this morning's biggest fan. Yes, it's back. Still some chances to get into our grand prize drawing for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this year with all the fan staff, catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. You can still register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. Big time of the year for football. We're baseball people, but you can't avoid it right now with the college football playoffs, with the NFL playoffs now set and getting started on Saturday. I think the college football playoff semifinal games are Thursday and Friday evenings this week.
Yeah, Thursday you got Miami against Ole Miss, which should be an unbelievable game. And then Friday you've got Oregon against Indiana, which should be an unbelievable game. I mean, that's a great last final four here in college
football.
All right,
let's start with college, and then we can get to the NFL stuff. Because we're going to have, so that means Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because the NFL playoffs are Saturday through Monday. So five straight days.
Yeah, damn.
Huge football games.
I actually had the chance over the break because we were on vacation and I believe it was pouring rain that day. I mentioned this on the live stream that we did. I went in and looked at my wife and I said, we have to go to the bullpen. I got to call for the big, tall righty and bring in the iPads. I just do. I got to bring in the iPads. I'm at my wit's end. You know, there's only so many games of Uno and Yahtzee and ground balls that you can throw. I said, it's pouring rain. I want to watch these football games. Can we give the kids the iPad? She said, yeah, just do it. Let's preserve our sanity and let you watch some football. I had to watch all three games that day, and it was delight. I haven't been able to sit and watch a football game. I got to sit and watch all three. And
two of them were terrible.
Two of them were terrible. Absolutely
the
terrible.
The last one was fantastic.
The last one was unbelievable. Not if you're our boss, Adam.
Yeah,
sorry,
unfortunately,
Adam.
For our Georgia Bulldog boss, Ole Miss, which is right now the story. Well, Indiana's the story.
Yes.
But
yes.
Ole Miss is the feel-good story, I guess, of the playoffs. After Lane Kiffin leaves for LSU, they rise up. They win their first two playoff games and advance to the Final Four. That was the best game, 40-yard completion by Trinidad Chambliss in the final minute to set up the winning field goal, and then they had the safety on the last play that made it 39-34. But this is all the weirdest story because now the coaching staff, and I haven't heard an update in the last couple of days, are they sticking around to coach this game? Because all of his assistants that were going to go with him to LSU, like Charlie Weiss Jr.,
yep,
were sticking around.
Six.
That for these playoff games, but now the transfer portal is open. Like, we need to start our new jobs, guys. I'm sorry, you know, we're running out of time here, but Ole Miss is still in contention for the national championship.
I honestly, I saw that their running backs coach is leaving. I believe his name is Kevin Smith, if I'm not mistaken. He is going to go ahead and split. He's going to leave after that big win. And again, you know, it was one of those things where Lane was probably like, because remember, Lane wanted to stay and coach. Well, I don't get it. Why don't I get to stay and coach? And they said, look, man, you're going to LSU and you're taking the majority of the staff with you. Just go ahead and go. Go walk out on the court with Kim Mulkey and just go be Lane Kiffin in Baton Rouge. You're not our problem anymore. And he said, fine, then I'll let these guys stick around. 100% because he didn't think they could win. That's the only reason he let them stay. He did not think they would beat the juggernaut of Georgia. He just didn't. And by the way, Neither did anyone else.
Yeah.
Neither did anyone else. Everybody thought Georgia's going to steamroll this team without a coach. Pete Golding, as much as Kurt Cignetti has stolen the headlines, for good reason, what he's done at Indiana is remarkable. They'll write books about it. But I think Pete Golding is actually a really incredible story. Ole Miss's coach that came in. His attitude, the way he talked, the way he did his you know, pregame interviews, his postgame interviews, his sideline interviews. What a dude. What an absolute guy. And you now had Ole Miss players coming out saying, Lane was kind of a fraud. He was kind of a fraud. And when Pete came in, we were all so refreshed by his brand of coaching. And they went out and won. They went out and beat Georgia. That is, Georgia was a heavy favorite.
Despite
that
butchering
day.
The clock at the end of the first half.
Oh, my God, I know.
Which felt a little like some coaching issues there. Understandable when you have so much transition and turmoil. But they still ended up getting the job done in the second half. And now they will play Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. And Miami looks like one of the most dangerous teams left.
They look so nasty, dude. Fierce on defense. Carson Beck, I think everybody's waiting for Carson Beck to go Carson Beck, and he just hasn't yet. But their defense is astounding.
Well, it's so, I mean, you can, there are like many top programs. They have great athletes, but you don't expect anyone to physically manhandle Ohio State.
Crushed
the way that Miami did.
Crushed
that
them.
Was the most impressive thing I think I saw all weekend. Yeah. Was just how they dominated, really took Julian Sayin out of it with the two interceptions, the 72-yard pick six return that put Miami in good position. And then when Ohio State came back, as I expected them to do, Miami just stomped on them. Just put the foot, like you always want your team to do. Just run the ball. Just make you stop them. And they couldn't. And they went down, scored that touchdown, and locked up the 24-14 win to advance with the Cotton Bowl victory to now get a really intriguing matchup, I think, against Ole Miss on Thursday night. One of those teams, neither of them expected to do anything in the playoff now, will play for the national championship. One or the other will be the absolute Cinderella story in the championship game, which we think will be against Indiana. The way they're playing, I mean, you know, Oregon also was very impressive in their win over Texas Tech. Defensively, forcing four turnovers, four sacks, seven tackles for loss. Texas Tech, with their huge money roster, just could not do anything against Oregon at all.
Well, you know, we got as many picks as the New York Jets this year. We also scored as many points as the Texas Tech Red Raiders, blanked by Oregon 23-0. Yeah, not a great game at all, but they, again, you had teams in the playoffs and you're like, why are you here? You know, Alabama looked like they did not belong on that field. As many of us said, the way that they played down the stretch, they looked horrible. They've looked horrible for 2 months.
I know you were mad because, you know, Notre Dame didn't get in, and I understand that. Alabama at least won a playoff game to get to this playoff game.
But against another team that had no business being in the playoffs in Oklahoma. That, listen, man, the SEC, 4-9 in bowl games. It speaks for itself. I don't need to come on here and go on a rant, but it speaks for itself. This gauntlet that... This is the question I wanted to pose to you guys. You've seen the playing field even out over the last couple of years and when NIL arrived.
Mm-hmm.
How much money was the SEC paying its players before NIL came? You know, it happened in every program. There were benefits. There were. I spent 2 years at Holy Cross, which is across the street from Notre Dame. I live next door to two linebackers in a really nice apartment that I know we're getting stuff. I know it. It's happened everywhere. The disparity in the SEC and everywhere else, though, what was that disparity? Because now, with other teams being able to pay their players, how big was the disparity? We had Ed Orgeron on our show.
Right. He was totally kidding when he was talking about bringing money through the back door.
That was a joke.
He was so kidding that he said it on another huge podcast, you know, 3 days later. What was the disparity, you guys? Like, we're millions as opposed to hundreds?
Seeing now how
millions as opposed
how
to
much
thousands?
Leveled out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
the parity between, like, Big Ten schools, because they have so much TV money. They can now legally spend what SEC schools were already spending kind of under the table. But the disparity between the haves, the SEC, the Big Ten, and everybody else, especially the Group of Five, is just getting wider and wider, which is bad news for schools like San Diego State, which, of course, lost key players like Trey White, their star defensive player entering the transfer portal. Not unexpected. Why wouldn't you? You can get He can get more than San Diego State's entire payroll, just for himself by transferring. Yep. You've got to do it. He'd be dumb not to. And they are getting some players back. Lucky Sutton, Jordan Napier, they're coming back. But, you know, Sean Lewis has to basically restock with guys from schools you've never heard of. They signed a couple of transfers, one from a school I had never heard of before in my life. But that's what you have to do now when you're a group of five. They did get a couple of Michigan State, like, fallback offensive lineman twins, I guess, yesterday. But it's not a good world for the group of five schools anymore with NIL and the disparity.
No, it's tough.
Since the expansion in the college football playoffs, you've seen all of these teams that get the bye weeks, they're losing.
One team won, and it was Indiana. Was
like 1-6 in the 2 years. Something?
The rest versus rust.
I mean,
is real.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, not in baseball.
If they're going to keep expanding this, they got to figure something out where these teams don't have like a month off or something.
It's tough. I don't know how you do it. I don't know.
We'll find out later this month. They will. I think January 23rd is the date they will announce what the playoff will look like next year, at least. Well, whether it's still going to be 12 or expanded to 16, whether they're going to change the dates, I don't know.
In that committee's hands, I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
I want to talk a little bit more about Indiana. Let's check traffic, and we'll talk about what is one of the most amazing stories in sports this century, I think, next year on 97.3 The Fan. Our guest, I'm Ben Woods, appearing on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. What's the equivalent of what Indiana has done for any other sport? I can't even think of it.
It's like the Marlins ripping off two deep runs.
Dominant seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, something like that.
They did that when they were, they've won
I just
before.
Don't know that you can compare it to baseball because it's professional.
It'd be like the Padres going on two deep runs. Kind of.
Indiana has historically been one of the worst football programs in, you know, power conference football in history. Like, in history.
Dude, yes.
Padres have been historically one of the losingest teams.
No one really thought they could change that. And if they did, it was going to take a long time. Like, San Diego State basketball was one of the worst basketball programs in America. And Steve Fisher came in and turned it around, which is great. But it took him years of, you know, changing the culture and bringing in better players. You know, they didn't get to the NCAA tournament for 3 or 4 years. They didn't, you know, win NCAA tournament games for almost 9 or 10 years. And they didn't get to the national championship for 23 years with Brian Dutcher. Indiana has condensed all of that from where San Diego State basketball was in like 1999 to do it in 2 years, instantly. What Kurt Cignetti has done is
incredible.
Almost unprecedented.
Yep.
In sports, that major of a turnaround from being one of the worst to absolutely looking like nothing can stop them on their way to a national championship. It's just an amazing story.
It really is. 14 straight games they have won. And he's an incredible coach. He's a lunatic. No question. I mean, we all saw his press conference last year. Google me. Okay. I mean, he's backed that up. And I do feel like, you know, looking at these four teams left, I do feel like it's going to be probably Miami against Indiana. What a game. What a game between those two teams. They're both nasty. Go ahead.
I like Eric's comparison. Colorado Rockies this year win the NL West, next year win the World Series.
Yeah.
How? It sounds impossible, right. Just like it would have sounded impossible for Indiana 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You're playing in the same division as Ohio State and Michigan, national champions, just like the Rockies are playing against the Dodgers and the Padres. You have no chance, right?
None.
That would be the equivalent, essentially, the next 2 years. They just snap their fingers and become the best team in baseball.
Man, and you say what you want about, you know, Coach Saban, the way he ran that team. I love Coach Saban. I really do. I think he is the gold standard. All four coaches left are from his coaching tree. Now that is legacy. There's been a lot of good coaches, but four guys all playing for national championship potentially from your coaching tree, that's legacy.
2 hours down, 2 hours to go on Ben and Woods. And when we come back, Paulie and I have a little surprise for you.
Great. Morsi tickets, perhaps.
Next.
A cash prize.
No, he canceled his concert.
On 97.3 The Fan.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.